Following is a Skutch Media production.
It's just interesting how we look at things. We'll go to this job, clock in early, be there all day, all night, do everything, go beyond. But when it comes to taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, we make excuses for it.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Easewell Podcast. I'm Dr. Mayor Cara, and I'm sitting down with my buddy, my friend, amazing chiropractor, Dr. Antonio Hill, from Prime Chiropractic in Jonesboro, Georgia. We got an awesome show ahead of us today. Just stay tuned. You're going to enjoy it.
Part one, Dr. Hill's story.
In the studio here with Dr. Hill, just learning all about his journey into becoming a healthcare practitioner and what drives this man.
I guess my chiropractic story took place probably about 10 years ago. I was involved in a car accident, got rear-ended. Pretty bad injury. Never been hurt before like that. Lady didn't see me, she said, and just rear-ended the back of my car as I was turning. And then I experienced headaches, back pain, just discomfort that I never felt even playing sports, even being so active.
Because you played sports for years, right?
Yeah, so I probably played football since I was like 10, always active, football, baseball, always just doing something. But this was just different to experience pain like this. Ended up going to the medical route, getting injections, getting medicine, nothing really made it better. Kind of temporarily felt a little relief, but there was always something. Mostly medicine just put me to sleep. Ended up going back home that summer. My stepdad suggested I go to a chiro, so I decided to go to one. I go in this guy's office, it's nobody in there. There's nothing there. The voicemail or the answer machine is the receptionist. Older chiro pretty much does the flying seven. He just lays
quick
me
in and out.
Yeah, he just lays me down on the table. I lay over this plastic metal thing or something in my back. It pops, and he says, "We'll see you the next visit." I'm just like
that.
All right, this is chiropractic, I guess.
But did it work? Did it help you?
That didn't really help me because it wasn't anything for me. It was just something that he did for everyone.
Right.
So it really didn't help the issues that I had. So he knew, I'm a big believer in that things happen for a reason. So for whatever reason, he knew that I wasn't fit to be in his office. So he referred me up the street to another chiro.
Oh, awesome.
And so I went to this other chiro and it was completely different. It was tailored to me. He explained everything. He made sure everything was how it's supposed to be as far as alignment issues, and he got an MRI. He just did more.
Explained everything to you.
Yeah, and he actually cared, awesome. Which, you know, is huge in our profession. So that happened. I treated with him, got a lot better. Then I had to move back up here for school, and he found me another chiro. Okay. And then this chiro, again, was similar to him. He really cared, really did a lot of detailed work with me, and I felt the best I ever felt.
Was it because, like, he connected the dots?
He connected the dots. He explained everything. He pretty much got me interested in becoming a chiropractor through his explanation and seeing, you know, I always wanted to be a doctor. Even as a kid, my mom told me that's what I used to tell her. So it was just, again, something about it that drew me to working with people, making them better, using my hands that, I don't know, it appealed to me.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the story of how it started. Then again, everything happens for a reason. That summer, one of the professors or the recruiter came to Alabama State and talked about chiropractic. And I'm like, wow. So I was just in an accident, had this chiropractic experience. Now this guy is here in front of me speaking about chiropractic. So I'm like,
what are the odds?
Something has to be this. Like, this has to be something. Yeah. So I come up for life leadership, experience life, It was just a different feeling. I tell people it just felt right. Like I was supposed to be at this place. And I think the rest of it pretty much fell in place. Here I am, a chiropractor now. So
that's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you were not so much into it.
Yeah.
Got introduced to somebody who could explain it a little bit better. And then you learn more and engage, dude. That's what this is all about, is teaching. Because what does doctor mean in, what is it, Greek?
Latin or something.
Latin teacher. So, I mean, that's what happened.
Yeah,
you learned, and look at you. You're teaching other people now, man.
Yeah, man, trying to better the community. I think that's what we got into it for, is to help people around us learn about themselves, their body, their health, what's important. So that's really what I've been focusing on in practice, is trying to engage as many people and knowing more about themselves and chiropractic and what we can do for them. I just think that's important.
I mean, that's power in giving power to themselves, or knowing that they have that power within themselves to do so many amazing things for their body.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And usually we go to the medical doctor in the past, get a pill like you did with the accident when it first happened. And then you just let go, kind of follow that path. And that's, you don't have control of that. So, I mean, now it's, I love it, man. What a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Part 2, mindset and gratitude.
Again, everything happens for a reason. I honestly believe that. I also believe, you know, if something is meant for you, it's going to happen. Timing and all those things may be different than yours, but if it's truly meant, it's going to happen no matter what, no matter who, no matter the circumstances, it's just going to happen. So I live by that. I tell my patients about things like that. We talk often about just our experiences, how things just happen, and it's meant. You know, I met you at school, and I really didn't know you that well, but I got to know you through mutual friends, and then we developed a relationship. And, you know, when I came back to Atlanta, again, it was off faith of this is going to work, because I was in a place of depression. The job was paying me great, but I just didn't feel like I was fulfilling anything. I was just going through the motions. I started resenting my patients. I started resenting going to work. It didn't feel good.
Right.
So the opportunity came from another position to move back to Atlanta. And again, I was just driving back from home, from Alabama, and I had already made up in my mind that I was going to quit. Like I was like,
quit chiropractic,
quit everything. I was done. Like I was just at the point that I was just like, this is not it, because I felt like it was killing me. I felt all of these weird feelings of heart palpitations, fever, and like just sick in my body that I just didn't know where it was coming from. And it literally felt like it was work. So I had already talked to my parents, talked to my friends about it. And I just felt like I needed to just start over with something.
Yeah.
So I get a call from a doctor up here, and he's like, I met this guy probably 2 years prior from a friend. We had nothing in common. And he was like, I have an offer for you. And I'm like, I'm listening. And he was like, how about you come back to Atlanta? You come work for us. We'll take care of you. We'll pay you X amount. We'll work your schedule out. And I think this will really be something that you can make your own. So I'm like, let me think about it. So I'm still planning on quitting. So I go in and let them know that I'm done. This week is my last week. I'm leaving. And then he calls me back and he's like, Doc, I feel like we really need to make this relationship happen. So I'm like, okay. You know, I talk to God, I pray, and it's a yes. So I'm like, okay, I'm moving to Atlanta. Literally just up and got everything and just moved to Atlanta.
Faith.
Yeah, faith. Faith is huge, man. I've had a few patients who've just preached to me about faith. When I didn't think or believe in myself, they were like, Doc, it's going to work out. Like,
yeah.
I've seen this. You should do this. You should go ahead and open your own. You should do this. You should do that. It's going to work. And I'm just like, how do you know this? And they were like, I can't explain it to you, but I just know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And in meeting one of my patients, she was a therapist. And through us just having conversations like you and I, she basically came back to me and was like, Doc, do you realize all the moves you made have been off faith? And I was like, no, I haven't. Mm. And then after I thought about it, it was like, yeah, I just decided to move up here. I just decided with talking and getting your opinions on moving to my own practice, not knowing how any of this is going to work, not knowing anything really about owning a practice and starting your own and just going out there on faith and like, hey, I'm listening. I'm open to whatever happens. And it's just been beautiful. It's just worked out perfectly. Yeah, man, I really wish more people would just believe in themselves and believe that it's going to happen.
Totally. Dude, that's strong and beautiful right there. Life's a journey, man. You never know which way you're going to go. And like you, I've taken some leaps of faith and just you dive and you got to figure it out when you're swimming. And that's life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's life. I mean, you're living it.
Yeah, man. It's been huge for me. I mean, my faith, my belief, it's just really strong and this has only made it stronger. I don't worry as much now. It's almost weird feeling that when things come up, I'm just like,
whatever,
it's going to be all right. Like it's going to happen. It's going to work out. I'm good. No need to stress, no need to worry about it. It's just going to work. And I preach that to my friends and they're like, whatever. They don't believe it right now, but I keep telling them, just keep going, just keep, you know, the hardest part is starting.
Yeah.
And once always. You start, you gain momentum. And that's how it happened for me. I started looking for spaces. I talked to you about spaces. Hell, the space that we got wasn't even available.
Right.
Like there was no spaces available in the complex and the guy was actually leaving.
That's right.
And he called us back and was like, well, we have a space for you guys.
The gym. I forgot.
Yeah it was a gym. So yeah. It was just like, again, timing, faith. We were looking and nothing was available, but the higher power made it available for us. And
yeah.
It's been history ever since. So yeah, man, I think that's huge for everyone. Just to keep, you know, believing, keep having faith, and just remember that, you know, it's up to you. You have to take a bet and a chance on you.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think anxiety is a robber of your time. That's just thinking about the past. You cannot change that. And thinking about the future where you don't know what's going to happen yet. So the best place to be is the present moment. And I think what you mentioned was living in the present moment.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, that's all you can control.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we can control at this point in time.
That's all you can control. I was on Instagram and there was a doctor or psychiatrist that was talking about living your life with gratitude. She was basically saying we often live life waiting for the next shoe to drop. We never really experience joy and happiness because we're always looking for something to go wrong. When mm-hmm. we're excited, we never get too high. Mm-hmm. When we're low, we don't want to get too low. We just want to try to stay in the middle of the road. And she's like, that's fear. That's fear of not allowing yourself to live in that moment and be grateful for the opportunity. So that's a thing I took and try to live by is every day just I'm grateful for where I am. I'm doing it. It may not look like someone else's story, but I'm doing it. So
yeah,
gratitude is huge, man.
Positive mindset, thinking about what really propels you into being a better person and just being the better you, really. That will, again, just spread to other people because we're all influenced by something.
Yeah,
good or bad.
Yeah,
that's why we need mentors. We idolize people on TV and singers and things like that because we want to be that. We see that in them. We can be the best version of ourselves, and it starts with a healthy body.
healthy body, mindset, healthy mind. Also, good friends. I mean, I don't know if we've given you enough flowers of all the things that you've done for so many people. You may not know it, but you've impacted a lot of people through you just being you. I'm very thankful. I tell you all the time, I couldn't have done what I did without your assistance as fast as I did. I honestly believe I would have done it, but I wouldn't have gotten probably to where I am right now as quickly as I did. So huge thanks for you.
appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, man. You got a brother in me forever. You've changed my life. You changed a lot of lives. You've impacted a lot of people. And they may not tell you, but yeah, man, you're doing it, bro.
I appreciate the love, man. Yeah. It's though that action, I guess where I'm coming from, I want that to be in everybody, because that's just radiating love. You know what I mean? That's what we're trying to do, is create better people, better places, a better earth. Ultimately, it sounds like an outrageous thing to say or think about, but we can change the world with this mindset.
Oh yeah, man. It's organic. You're not faking it. It's not false. That's just who you are. And it just shows. And you know, we had an experience with a guy, a patient a couple weeks ago, that out of nowhere, right? Everything happens for a reason. We walked into the office and this guy's energy just matched yours.
Yeah.
And it was just an intense moment of just energy, of you guys talking, and it was organic.
It was powerful stuff.
It was eye-opening, and just to hear more affirmations of continue, keep going, you're on the right path, you're on the right journey, just keep going with it. It was beautiful to watch.
I was actually shook by all the things he was saying. Yeah, and
it was intense.
It was a stranger, never met before, and he just laid down what his vision was, what he saw in myself, and just explained it. And I'm sitting here like stunned, like just listening. What? Dr. Hill's over there like,
wow.
Wow. Taking it in. He's like, yeah, it just,
yeah,
confirming things. It's crazy, bro. Life is a journey. And I mean, we can always choose to be mad, angry, sad, happy, glad. We have our choices, and you can go with the dark alley, or you go where the light is.
Man, definitely a light for a lot of us. That's been the journey. It's been good so far. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about where we're headed. I think we're building something great. So I'm super, super excited about it.
The team at Easewell is amazing. Not just Easewell, but our whole chiropractic family is absolutely amazing. And we're out there to change some things in this world, in this little geography, and hopefully much bigger than that. So mentally, let's stay stable, guys. Let's think about gratitude instead of the darkness, because there's plenty out there. Turn on the news and you'll go to that place. And no matter how many adjustments you get or how many supplements you take, you're still going to be anxious and sick and tired because you are being fed nonsense that you shouldn't worry about all the time. So
no,
keep that mind right.
Yeah. Mental is huge, man. It is so important to have a strong foundation in faith and belief. All those things, who you are, believing in yourself, willing to take a chance on yourself, bet on yourself. You know, it's strange how people will work a 9-to-5 and show up on time, do all the things that they are supposed to do, but when it comes to them and their health,
neglected.
Yeah, it's just interesting how we look at things. We'll go to this job, clock in early, be there all day, all night, do everything, go beyond. But when it comes to taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, we make excuses for it.
All day long.
We've
all done it.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah. I've done it. I'm on a journey now. We've started a Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Ring challenge.
Where are we at
thing.
Today with this?
it's just competitive. I'm very competitive. You're competitive. Our other friend is competitive in it. It's helped me.
Accountability.
I've changed my lifestyle. You know, I'm losing weight.
You're looking great, by the way. I saw you the other day, and like you're even toning up even more. So
man,
you're doing.
Yeah, I've probably down
in the work.
30 pounds now since the beginning of the year, and it's literally just been mindset, making better choices, feeling better about myself, also being in a positive space. Where I'm not just feeding my body negative things and negative thoughts with negative food that's just not helping anything. Eating better, drinking more water. We have a mutual contact in the the vitamin lady.
Yes, the vitamin lady. What an amazing human being.
She's awesome.
We need to get you on this show.
Yeah, we definitely need to get her to talk to the community. She is amazing in helping people understand what's good and what's not so good for your body, what you should be consuming versus what you should consume less of. Mm-hmm. And those things make all the difference in your mentality, your health. It's just very important.
Yeah. I'm 2 years now going on with her recommendations, and it's changed my life mentally, physically, everything.
Yeah.
Everything all the way around.
Yeah.
And Dr. Hill's a testament to that as well. He's a year into
it? Yeah, I'm a year into it. Again, I just think she's amazing for the people and community at large. Just for the information alone. It's just priceless that you can get some information that, you know, it's in books. You could read about it, but she kind of explains it a little bit more.
Fluidly.
And then you just, you know, just like with anything, you give people the option to take it or leave it. I mean, I'm kind of direct with people, kind of direct with my patients. I've always been that way, just honest. And I feel that's the best way to be.
Yeah.
That's the best way to communicate. It's just openly in what you are trying to convey. And that's how she does it. She just tells you, hey, this is what you shouldn't eat. This is what you should eat. Follow this, do this for 8 days, do this, do that. And you see results.
You really do.
Yeah.
You really do. It's just cutting out inflammatory situations in your body, inflammatory foods that you don't know are hurting you.
Yeah.
And in that, the physical, the mental clears up really, really well after that too. So it's all just together. It's all connected.
Yeah, man.
All of it.
Yeah. Mental is, again, we can't stress it enough. We hear so much about mental health and mental disease and people going through these mental breakdowns and problems that, you know, it's could be often tied to what you're consuming, what your environment is, what kind of stuff you're putting in your body that may be affecting your mentality. So it's super important to just, you know, try to figure those things out as quickly as possible. And chiropractic definitely can help. We're definitely more than just chiropractors that crack bones.
I think way more.
Chiropractors wear many hats of nutritionists. We give great advice because we have to. People come to us with all type of life problems, life questions.
Yeah.
You know, I try to treat my patients like they're my family, like they're my mom or my sister. And I give them my undivided attention every moment I can, because, you know, we're just really trying to, like you said, make better people, make the world better, better humans. And it's been a success so far. So I'm excited, man.
It's just the beginning of a decade in, and we got decades to go.
Long time.
So a lot more influence in this world to be had, a lot more love to give. And man, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, bro. I'm super excited.
Part 3, managing negativity.
For me, first of all, on my social media, there's always negative people talking this and that. And when there's politics, it's an election year, you're going to hear all the stuff from both sides. And I don't want to clutter my mind with that crap. So
right.
I don't block people. I just pick interests that I want to look at. Like right now, I'm looking at like how to redo my bathroom, get some inspiration from that. So that's what social media can be used for, to fill your brain with stuff that you want to hear. And health, there's plenty of healthy, amazing stuff that you could pick up on, like quotes from notable people in the world that you look up to. And, you know, you could change what you're looking at. It's really the power of the internet is in your hands, and you could choose what you want to look at as much as you want to. Or you could continue to scroll and get sucked into the vortex of darkness that that it can be. You know, there's a lot of negativity out there.
Yeah. I think you could also just unplug. I think
that's even better.
It's a good idea to practice just being by yourself, being in a space of positivity for yourself, and just, you know, maybe going into a dark room or to somewhere where you can just talk to yourself, listen to yourself. You know, we often hear that voice in our head or in our spirit that lets us know we can and cannot do certain things, and it's good to just go to a place and try to work through your problems, work through your issues in peace, in quiet. I think that's huge. I often do it sometimes in the car after work.
Turn the radio off.
I don't answer anybody's calls. I'm just sitting driving, just getting everything out my mind, answering questions. I know for you, it's probably on your runs, running, being yep. active, just being able to
clear out the mind,
mental clarity. And then I think that helps you go back into that space or back into that place with a different outlook or viewpoint, because you've sat there yourself without any influence or anything and just made a decision on, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to do it. Yep. Yeah, man, it's huge.
I start my mornings off with meditation.
Yeah.
And I try not to think of anything, transcendental meditation. I've been taught this since I was, I don't know, maybe three. My mom can tell you a little better. But it's been the tool that's changed my life. It's been my secret formula that's changed everything. And I didn't know I had that until I was like 20-something years old.
Yeah.
Where I was like, this tool is useful. Shutting down the mind and not thinking about anything is so powerful.
It is.
And having that dark space, that you know, just that place where you could be with no input and no output. Yeah. Just be by yourself, contemplate your thoughts. So powerful. Because internet, TV, music, everything has so much input into our minds, and it desensitizes us to certain things. It makes us blind to what is good and bad sometimes, and it molds you.
Yeah, it even thinks for us sometimes.
It thinks for you.
So people get other opinions from what they've hear or heard from other people, and then it becomes their own thought and how they believe things. And it's like, well, do you really understand that? Do you really know what you're saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't really.
It's a downward spiral from there.
It is. It's just the way the world is right now. But again, getting in that space, meditation, you know, I do prayer. It's huge for me. I get every morning I pray. Every morning before I go into the office, I pray. Every afternoon when I get home, I pray. It's just huge in my life to, again, be grateful, have gratitude, be thankful, because it's just, we can't take it for granted.
No. And we can't control everything either. So getting into that space of just clearing out your brain, because the hamster's on the wheel all the time running. You got to take that guy off and just let him chill for a second.
Yeah. We've had some times. That it's just nonstop thinking, and it's like you can't even control that anyway. So why are you worried about it? Why are you up all night? Why are you losing sleep or drinking or depressed or doing this? You can't control it. It's out of your control.
Yes.
So I think that's huge, just to find peace. The guys that we met told us about, we were always able to ground ourselves. We were always able to go back to that place, and that's the place for me, again, is praying in the morning or in the afternoon, speaking to whatever you may believe in, that higher power, God, whatever you call it, having something that you can speak to and sometimes even say it out loud. It's powerful in, you know, your words and talking and just, you know, developing that strong mentality of faith, belief, gratitude. I think all that's important.
It is very important.
Yeah.
And we see it every single day.
Yeah, man.
People come into the office in pain, hurting, not happy. They usually leave happy, feeling a little bit different, a little more jovial.
Yeah, and it's not just a plug for our offices.
It's chiropractic in general.
Chiropractic in general, but I just know in our offices, we do a good job at making people feel better. Not just physically, but mentally. Like, we actually care, and we actually want people to feel better, genuinely better, from when you walk in the door, how we greet, to the music that's playing in the office, just to build that relationship that this is a place that you can come and we are about you, we're for you, your mental, your physical. We know you're in an accident, or we know you have this issue, but we want to get to you, the person, and impact your life that way.
It's the house of healing.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Love it.
We've been good at it.
Yo, appreciate you stopping by, man.
Always.
Thank you so much.
Always. It's a pleasure, man. Again, I tell you all the time, you are an inspiration to a lot of people, Doc.
I appreciate that, man.
You really are. I can't thank you enough. I know the other docs can't thank you enough. You've impacted all our lives in a positive way. And it's just been great. amazing to watch your ascent.
As is yours, my bro. Yeah, man. We're all flying high together on this. So yeah. It's we're going to change lives.
Yeah, man.
It's the end of that story right there. Prosperous. Prosperous. I always mess up one word.
There's the blooper.
There we go.